6 practices into training camp, if I had to bet the ranch on a newcomer having an impact this season, it would be number 88. Early on, we said Ty Montgomery was a big play waiting to happen. And ever since the pads came on, big plays have happened. The third-round pick is also conscientious to a fault, always asking questions to make sure he gets it right.
It comes from my mom. My mom has always been a perfectionist, and growing up, I had to do everything exactly how she said it, or, you know, it was like running the wrong route with Aaron or something like that. My questions and my wantingness to do everything perfect, yeah, that's where that comes from.
Extra, extra, read all about it. We can't tape the team drills when they occur, but today it was pointed out to Mike McCarthy that Aaron Rodgers, who threw 5 interceptions all last season, has 5 in his first 6 practices. Upon further review,
at least 3 or 4 of them are competitive balls. So, I mean, he's going to do things in training camp that he might not obviously do on a Sunday. I mean, give guys chances to make plays and so forth.
That's what this is kind of all about. You make some of these throws and see how the guys respond. And if they're making the plays, then they're going to get more opportunities in the preseason and probably be around for the regular season. If they're not making those plays, they probably won't be around.
It makes complete sense. We need to see guys compete for the ball, if it's catching it or breaking it up, because we're going to be put in those situations. And then it allows you to get that opportunity to gain that trust. So in a game, he might throw it up, and then you go get it.
Free agent corner Ladarius Gunter has a couple of the aforementioned INTs, and he is a good-looking prospect. And the fact that he is an undrafted free agent has left a permanent chip on his shoulder.
Every time I put on cleats and put on pads, I feel like somebody owed me. So I just kind of use that as a chip on my shoulder.
Quick hits now, and our first is quite literal. It's no fun drawing Eddie Lacy during team tackling. Kyree Thornton, a third rounder last year, probably had his best pass rushing day as a Green Bay Packer. And Corey Linsley, he's been virtually unbeatable in one-on-one.
He has great feet, strong hands, and the ability to recover. I think that was great work for myself and the younger noses, and I think it's going to prepare us for the preseason and so forth.
One more thing about Corey Linsley, he is one stout dude. Larry McCarron, Packers.com.